trying to change it. They don't have no proof to me.
All right.
I'm a witness. Since I saw it now on this Christian journey, I found out that Jesus is my only friend. When I get in trouble, y'all know what I do? I steal away. I go down on my knees and I tell God, have mercy on me. Come on, Jesus. Yes, sir. Father, as we come now, boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Thank you, God, for another day of worship, another day of praise, another day to hear what the Spirit is about to say to His church. God, I ask you now that you will bless those under the sound of my voice. God, that you will come now and bless this here, your frail preacher, with a finite mind, God, limited understanding and limited vision. But again, I serve a great God. I ask you now, Father, that you would bless us with your presence. God, that you would speak to each heart individually and then collectively, God. Give us what we need to make it through the end. Then, God, forgive us for our sins. Have mercy on my soul. My personal prayer is this, Lord, as you hide me behind your throne, that is, that the words in my mouth. I pray that the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O Lord, you are my strength. You are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Let the faithful God say, amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to invite your attention to the Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles. Start reading at the 18th verse, the 24th verse. Ushers, I appreciate you. You can take your seats now. Acts of the Apostles. 12th chapter. Begin reading at the 18th verse. If you're able, I ask you that you would rest on your feet for a second. Might be the only time you stand up, amen. Y'all might not like me after this.
Come on, bring it on, bring it on.
This is good for today, I promise. Amen. Acts of the Apostles, 12th chapter, 18th verse, I'm reading from the Authorized King James. And the Bible reads thus, then, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. He went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. Now Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. But they came to him with one accord, and having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace, because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. Mm-hmm. And the people kept shouting, the voice of a god and not of a man. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God. Mm-hmm. And he was eaten by worms and died. Mm-hmm. But the word of God grew and multiplied. May be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning for a short while. We're going to talk about give God the glory. Amen. Amen. I want you to take your seat. Give God the glory. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Look at somebody else. So everybody didn't get it. Tell somebody else. Give God the glory. All right. August 2019. Our president, Donald J. Trump, stood up. Trouble going on in Israel, trouble going on all over the world. He said that he was the second coming of him, Jesus. He said that he was angry with the people and that people was not listening to what he said. Then he came back the next day or so after he had so much going on, I guess politics, he came back and he said, I was just joking. But can I submit to you, church, that you can't play with God?
Amen.
God is holy.
Amen.
That's why when you come in God's house, people, we don't respect God's sanctuary like we used to.
Yeah.
You have to respect the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And all
you need
is the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You ought to respect the people of God.
Yeah.
Right. Preachers love to throw this out there, touching out my anointing and do my prophets no harm. That's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you now, preachers are not the only ones, the children of God.
Amen.
You are called of God, and you are the anointed of God. Amen. Nobody.
Yes, man.
Go ahead. Nobody.
All right.
Can mess with you.
Amen.
That's why when you get yourself in trouble, notice I said when you get yourself in trouble, God will always come to see about you. Amen.
Amen.
Even when you know. Blessing, ain't that right?
Yeah.
But the Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. That's why you got to be careful how you judge and watch other people when they get blessed.
Yeah.
You can find out about people when God began to bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
And every blessing that you see is not of God.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody here for a little bit. It's not of God because the devil can bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
What he does is he'll bless you so much that when you get out on the limb, and God, and you know that the devil is blessing you, you think it's God blessing you. But the devil will get you out on that limb. You know how you know that it's not God blessing you? Because when God begins to bless you, the Bible says that everything else will be added to you. If you get a good job and it takes you away from the church and take you away from the family, I'm telling you, y'all, God didn't give you that job. If you get a new car and you lord it over phone, God didn't give it to you.
Right.
But if God give it to you,
yes,
you know in your heart God gave it to you. But it'll separate you from other folk who are jealous because it'll show you who's with you and who's not.
That's right.
Y'all got to play church with me, Lord. I ain't telling something at all, but we're going to be so stop playing church because God blesses all of us.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, when God begins the manifestation of God's blessing.
Yes.
See, if you've been sick for a long time, brother, and folk come and praying for you, they like to see you sick. They like to see you in a dysfunction. They like to see you broke. They like to see you calling them for a ride. Folk love to see that. But that day, when God raises you up, and I wish somebody would listen to me in this church today, that day is not tomorrow. If you are listening to me today in this church, that day is today. That everything God has for you today, you're supposed to go get it. What we do is we just play church. Still playing church. Still playing church. Still playing church. In this text here, I was going to go back and tell y'all about the book of Acts. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to touch on it, but we got to go. The book of Acts was written by Dr. Luke, who walked with Jesus himself. Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Luke, the one who brought the Christmas story to us as we know it, amen, of Jesus in the manger.
Yes.
That Dr. Luke, amen. Dr. Luke, who wrote 24 chapters in the Gospel of St. Luke, and in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, he talks about the risen Christ, amen, who meets with two of his disciples who did not recognize him, Brother Bobby, but then the Lord did communion with them and broke bread, and the Bible says their eyes was opened.
Yes.
After this is the resurrected Jesus.
Yes.
He's already been to the cross. He's already been to the grave. He stayed there 3 days. He got up Thursday morning with all power in his hand. He began to walk the earth. Amen. The Bible says for 40 days the Lord walked the earth. If you go into the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 1 and read, it tells you in verse 8, Jesus said you got to stay here. You got to tarry. Amen. Until you are endued with power from on high by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's saying to the church, we can't do nothing without God's power, but with God's power, we can do all things.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 1.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 1, they're trying to replace Judas versus going out making the church grow. They called in a man named Matthias, and they're trying to make him to be an apostle, but God did not call him to be an apostle.
Yeah.
Long story short, Acts chapter 2, Acts of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes on the scene just like Jesus said. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that when the Holy Ghost comes, that the church was endued with power from on high, and cloven tongues of fire set down on them, and all of them spake with power in the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 3, Peter, James, and John is beginning to take the work of Jesus and put feet to it. Peter and John is at the temple with the lame man, and they tell him, silver and gold I don't have, but much such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Y'all do know the story, don't you? preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira are lying to the Holy Ghost, and they sold some property and said that they gave half to the church. They lied, and Peter told them that this day your soul is required in hell, and the men and the pallbearers was there to tow them out. Then racism came in the church. Yes, sir, sir. Racism, ain't that something? Came in the church of God. In the form that the Grecians or the Hellenistic Greeks, they was not getting the food that they were supposed to have get, because in Acts chapter 2, everybody sold their property, brought it to the apostles, and laid it at their feet so that nobody in the church would suffer. All their Negroes would stop trying to bear airplanes and do all this stuff from the pulpit and just bless God's people. Amen.
That's
somebody.
Right.
Hey, because when you do God's work, God gonna bless you anyhow.
That's right.
Acts chapter 6. The deacons are called by the people, amen. And the apostles are called of God. The apostles tell the people to look out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, that's able to distribute and do this work, amen. Acts chapter 7. They're doing the work, but they're not doing it the way God told them to do it. Y'all know how we do church, don't we? We'll do something without prayer. We'll do something in a program without asking God to bless it. Amen. We'll go get something in the family without asking God, can we do it? And then we ask God to bless it. Amen. Old folks tell you, put the cart before the horse. Amen. You got to seek God first. Acts chapter 7, Brother Stephen stands up. He's a deacon in the church, Deacon Hayes, but there's something about the study of the word and the power of the Holy Ghost that Brother Stephen got up and began to preach the gospel. Amen. He preached all the way from Adam and Eve, all the way through the history of Abraham, and then he comes in to Jesus. Amen. He said, this Jesus that y'all crucified, he's Lord and he's Christ. Amen. And they got mad. The church got mad. Outsiders didn't get mad. The church got mad and picked up stones and began to kill Brother Stephen, Miss Melissa.
That's right.
And when they stoned Stephen to death, they said that Stephen was looking up to heaven and his face looked like an angel. And he said to them, Father, forgive them, just like Jesus did on the cross. They don't know what they're doing. Amen, somebody. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, but they know not what to do. And he said that Stephen died. When Stephen died, Brother Saul at that time, who later became Paul, was standing there with his coat in his hand, and the Bible says he was consenting to the death of Stephen. Y'all know how y'all do. Don't sit up here and play church with me. Act like y'all don't know when other church folk run down another church member. When you both to stand up and say, no, I don't know that brother like that. I don't know that sister like that. Y'all be running them down. Y'all standing up picking up rocks too. Amen. Throwing stones at the same time. Amen. But Stephen died. Acts chapter 8, Paul understands law. Paul is a Pharisee. Paul is educated. Paul has money. Paul has everything that he needs. Only thing Paul didn't have was Paul did not have Jesus. Yeah, there's a whole lot of people in church now from the pulpit to the door, and that's why there's so much hatred and hell in the church, because folks were trying to operate God's church without God's love. You can't do it. Yeah. Acts chapter 9, Paul is knocked off his beast. He saw a great light, and Jesus said to him, Paul, why are you kicking against the goals? In other words, you got the law. You got the scrolls of Moses, but you don't have the love and compassion for the people. You don't have the grace that I died on the cross to give them. You don't have that. In other words, I can preach the word of God. I can rebuke you by this word of God. I can tell you to get yourself right by the word of God. I can preach love to you by this word. I can preach power to you by this word. I can preach peace to you by this word. But one mandate for a preacher is you're not supposed to take the Bible nor a Christian and beat folk over the head with it. You are supposed to speak the truth in love. I wish I had somebody. That's what you do to your children, ain't you? You don't let your children and your grandchildren do anything. You're not going to hurt them, but you're going to tell them what they need to do until they get right. Amen. And after you've instructed them with this, amen, sometimes you got to instruct their body with that until they get an understanding that you can't do that. Yes, that's all. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chases. Anybody else who the Lord don't chase him, you a bastard. In other words, if the Lord chasing you and you can't get away with nothing, that's proof that you belong. belong to him. But y'all looking at people who getting away with a whole lot of stuff, and y'all think they getting away, baby, I'm here to tell you, they are not getting away. There's a great reckoning and a great judgment day coming. Here we are, Acts 10. Let's get there. Acts 10. The gospel is beginning to spread just like Jesus said, from Judea and Samaria to the uttermost parts of the world. The gospel has went from Jerusalem. Amen, somebody. And they are preaching it in Jerusalem. Peter, James, John, all the apostles, they are inside Jerusalem preaching the gospel. Amen. Then the gospel leaves because of persecution, and they go out in Samaria and begin to preach the gospel. Then after persecution came in Samaria, then the gospel began to get preached throughout the whole world. Amen. And this is what happened. In Acts chapter 11, you find out that the Holy Ghost puts Peter in a trance. And Peter is beginning to see a sheep with all the animals on it. Now, I just told you he was Jewish, so he felt like that the gospel only went to the Jews. He felt like that all the kosher diet of the Jews, no pork, no nothing, all that was more special than people, y'all. And when the Holy Ghost told him, the Holy Ghost told him, he said, God said, get up and eat, Peter. Peter said, can't do it. Unclean, Lord. The Lord said, what I have cleansed, if you do not call it unclean. I just told you to look at your neighbor earlier and recognize that, not say that to him, but recognize the fact that you are sitting beside a miracle. You are sitting beside a child of God. You are sitting beside somebody who Jesus Christ came to die for. You are sitting beside somebody that the Holy Ghost came to die for. You are sitting beside somebody made in the image and the likeness of the Lord. And so now Cornelius is in his house. And Peter comes and prays with him. And the Holy Ghost fell in the house of Cornelius just like it fell in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost fell on the Jews and other people saw it. But in Acts chapter 11, the Italians and all the other parts of the world began to see what the Holy Ghost was doing. Amen. The Holy Ghost and God is for everybody. When you see a man stand, a woman stand up and talk about because they are a certain color, a certain race, a certain social economic status, that puts them in heaven, the devil is a liar. The Bible says that it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a power to go for a leader, amen. But also, poor people can make it to heaven if you believe in that name that's above every name. That's the only prerequisite for you getting into heaven is hearing the gospel, confessing your sin, believing who God Jesus is, that God raised him from the dead. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, thou shalt be saved. Y'all got it now? So here we are, Acts chapter 20. Let's get on to it. I'm going to the house. Acts chapter 12, Brother James is in jail. James, man, Brother Jesus. James, the one who was the inner circle of Jesus. Notice when Jesus went to pray, he took Peter, he took James, he took John. Now John is in trouble. Amen. Pastor John is in trouble. They arrest John, arrest James, and then they say he did it because the people liked it. Now, I don't like no leader like that, whether it's church or politics, who always try to please the people, amen. Because I'm not trying to please the people, I'm trying to please God, amen, somebody. And I'm trying to tell you that that's why he arrested James, and then look at this, y'all, the pastor gets healed. I'm struggling with this text, amen. I know the Holy Ghost wrote it for me a text so I can pick it up for preaching point, amen. But I'm still worried about the fact that the preacher got killed, Sister King. The preacher got killed. I'm like, Lord, why did you allow Brother James to get killed? The Lord said, because his time was up. He had done whatever the Lord wanted him to do. Stop saying that folk leave before it's time. No, y'all, they leave because it is that time. The Lord knows when you're coming in this world, and he knows when you're going to leave this world. No doctor, no nurse, no parent, no prayer can keep you here if God wants to call you home, and no devil can take you out of here if God wants you here. You're going to be here for as long as he wants you here. But James dies, he gets killed, and got him before the Passover, what we call our Easter. And they killed Pastor James. And then Herod saw that the people liked it. So the Bible says that he arrested Brother Peter. Now, Peter was the voice of God at that time because he had stood up and preached on the day of Pentecost. He was the one that was so powerful that Peter would walk by people. He was just like Paul. His shadow could go back. He could wipe his sweat with this right here and touch you. And if you had the faith, you would get healed. That's how much Jesus Peter had on the inside of him. But y'all do know he went to jail, don't you? Peter went to jail. When Peter went to jail, they said that they were going to make sure that he was locked up, Brother Terry. They had four soldiers around him. Two guard the door, two chained to him. I'm going to get on to the fact that the church was in prayer for him. Tell somebody prayer still works. Prayer still works. Prayer still works. Because while he was in jail, the Bible said that the church was in prayer for him. Amen. But he still was locked up. Amen. And then the angel of the Lord heard the prayers of the church and went to the jail and told Peter to wake up because Peter was asleep. I was wondering why Peter was asleep. Peter wasn't worried. That was like the third time he had went to jail. He knew every time he went to jail that God was getting out of there, man. He knew that if he died, it still was in God's will. So now James is martyred. Peter's in jail. They're planning to execute him the next day. The angel of the Lord shows up and helped Peter. That's too far fetched for some of y'all who don't realize that it was God who helped you. When you had that bill you were struggling with, when you had that thing you couldn't take, when you had that pain in your body, you were scared to go to the doctor. You were so scared the doctor was going to tell you. You had the answer, you had this, you had that. God still kept you. Who's your hand in the mouth? It was the same thing that the angel of the Lord, Brother Thomas, went to Peter and freed Peter. Told Peter, smote him on the side, said, get up, boy, out this bed. You got work to do. The Bible says that Peter went to the church house. And when he got to the church house, Peter said, when he knocked on the door, I know that's your text, ain't it? Sister Royal said, look, the preacher, Pastor Peter, is at the door. The church said, girl, get up out of here. Peter is in jail. She said, no. Peter is at the door. See, that's like some of y'all. Y'all will pray for God to bless you. You will pray for God to open a door for you. And when God bless you, you still stand out there on your knees.
Stop the bus.
that Revelation said that in the end days, that Babylon was going to be destroyed in one day. That meant that all the citizens of this world, all the men that got money, all the greedy folk, while poor folk are starving, they think they got it going on. But when the Lord said enough, it's going to be enough. They said when the Lord begins to speak, it ain't going to be no more trade, it ain't going to be no more tariffs, it ain't going to be no more taxes, it ain't going to be no more embargo. As a matter of fact, let me give you a hint, and I can go on to the house. Most folks think if they don't see the Lord, somebody gonna get in front of a microphone and that's gonna be the Antichrist, amen. And then Jesus gonna come and say, no, I'm Jesus. The devil is a liar. The Antichrist gonna be showing himself to be God. And the Bible says that the Lord himself gonna peel the sky and every eye gonna see him and every knee gonna bow to him. That's what I say. So you can pray to the church if you believe in the Lord. The Bible says, when the Lord comes to take care of this earth, that 10,000 of his saints are coming with him. I don't know about you, if you're already saved, the church won't be here. We're going to be around the rocking table, thanking the Lord for what he's done. But when he said his time's going to wait, all the church going to gather up. All the Old Testament saints, all the New Testament saints going to gather up. And we're coming back to this earth to judge the earth. That's why it don't make no sense. Brother Woods and I thought out, we don't need to have no meeting with y'all. We don't need to go out to the world. We need to be in a fight. We can pray together, talk together, pray together, talk together, eat together, love together, and come right back to serve it all. God said, after all that was over, I'm done. After all that was over, the gospel began to grow. The word began to grow. I'm done. It is true that the word of God will stand forever. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. The word of the Lord that's sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting thorn and cutting. The word of God, don't try to figure folks out. The word of God, Hebrews 4:12 tells me that the word of God will tell you who folks are. It'll cut between the soul and the mouth. It'll cut. It'll separate the soul from the spirit, bone from the mouth. There's nothing like the word of God. So if you speak the word of God, the Bible says, you do it in Jesus' name. You will have what you say. Stop hoping and praying and pray by faith and watch God work and give God the glory. And God will bless you. God will glorify you. God will heal you. There's somebody like that. Amen. Doors of church open. I'm done. Doors of church open. There's one who do not know Jesus.